week.
Yep.
So, Lee, I got to ask you, how is this Macbeth different from the standard Mackers?
Well, I guess two ways. I mean, I've kind of taken a contemporary take on the play, even though you won't know that, I think, as an audience member by seeing the set and the costumes, because it still kind of has a period feel. But basically what we've done, myself and Bill Chesney, the set designer, is we have kind of created our own world. And we kind of took our inspiration from Game of Thrones and Sons of Anarchy, because which right now is very populist, but for me it was the violence aspect of the play that fascinated me, and our obsession with violence, and especially now with the popularity of a lot of these shows like Dexter and Game of Thrones and Sons of Anarchy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so we kind of took... So it's got a contemporary feel, but it also has a very period feel as well. So that's the first thing that'll be very different, is it'll have a very contemporary feel. The second thing, of course, is that I've cast a female in the role of Macbeth. She is not playing a woman. She is indeed playing Macbeth the man, yeah.
That's Andrea. That's your cue. What's this process been like? I don't think I've ever heard of this being done. Only like when Shauna did Richard III at Stratford recently. How has the process been for you? This must be really interesting.
It's been interesting. It's been a challenge, certainly. I think it's arguably the most difficult thing I've had a chance to do on stage.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been exciting. This role has everything that you can look for in a character on stage.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. So, and I mean, you're never going to get another chance to play a character like this.
Yeah, that's very true. Do you have a favorite? Is there a favorite part or not? Or is it just the whole thing? Because it's like a roller coaster ride.
It's a pretty heavy show. I like the final scene. There's, you know, all the sword fighting and stuff at the very end of the play, because it definitely builds up to it.
Yeah.
To this epic conclusion. So that's probably the most fun.
So whoever's playing Lady M, because you're playing a woman, how does that dynamic work? Because there was one scene where she's going, come on, if you do this, you're going to really turn me on. So how does that work? You know, the before and after Duncan scene? That's really... Yeah.
Well, I guess, I mean, it's a good question. It's the one that, you know, most people ask. And it was something I had talked to the two ladies that I cast, obviously Andrea here, and then Adele, who is playing Lady M. I wanted to cast, you know, the two people who came into the audition and deserved the part, you know, the two actors who came in and had a great grasp of the text and some emotional depth. So I didn't really think male or female. I just wanted the two best actors for the production. So, but it was one thing I mentioned to them in the audition. I said, you know, this is a play that there is some sexuality, and it's in the
majorly.
Language. Yeah. You know, Shakespeare did not shy away from it, and it's there. And how do you feel? And they were both game. They said, no, we know it's there, and that's going to be a huge challenge for us. But they're doing it beautifully, because it's, you know, once you get into the language and the text, it's kind of hard not to play it. It kind of drags you there. So
yeah, there's some pretty heavy visual imagery.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to start quoting from it, but well, that is amazing. So can you we've talked about design, we know it's Bill Chesney, so that's really interesting. And we have a cut of music from the show. Is there anything else? Can you tell people, you know, the 401, where to get tickets and all that kind of stuff? And
yeah, you can get tickets at the box office at Heggie Hall, or you can buy them at the door. They're $17 general, $12 for student admission, and the show opens next week in the Modern Languages Building.
Okay, at the Theatre of the Arts. Lee, just before you go, can I get a little bit of background on you? Because Yeah.
Sure. Well,
where are you from?
I was born and raised in Newmarket, Ontario.
Okay.
I trained through, well, you were just talking about Stratford Festival. Actually, Shauna McKenna was one of my teachers.
Okay.
I trained through the Birmingham Conservatory there. Which was the acting training program, and I was also part of the Michael Langham Director's Workshop there. So you know, my background is classical theater. I love Shakespeare and language-based plays. So that's kind of my bag.
That's where you're... Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much, both of you, for dropping in, and I wish you all the best with Mackers at U of W. Here's something from the soundtrack. We don't know what it is, do we?
No.
No, we don't know what they've thrown on there, but I'm sure it's
we just know it's
fascinating.
We just know that it's Macbeth-based music. So I better put that on before we stick on Tom Waits again. It's hard when you don't have a producer, but okay. Okay, here we go. This is from music inspired for the U of W drama production of Macbeth on Coral FM. I'm going to fade Queen into the background. That's an apropos song for Macbeth. So that was that was Lee Wilson, the director of Macbeth. And Andrea Iliscu, I think. And she's playing Macbeth as a man in U of W's upcoming production of Macbeth. And it starts next week at the U of W Theater of the Arts. So